This is a very friendly, suitable, and green environment for our stamp stock. We store a lot of stamps here for the Postal Service, not only for stamp use, but for stamp collectors across the nation and around the world.
And give us a paint of, you sent us some great photos, and we'll have those up online, federalnewsradio.com. But give us sort of an audio picture of what it's like there and what makes it such a good environment for storing these stamps.
Just quickly, these caves are 270 million years old limestone deposits.
Wow.
And in the process of mining, when limestone is removed by pillar method, it leaves 25 feet square pillars, leaving 40 feet across the pillars. And it has a 16 feet high ceiling. So these are, you know, you just can imagine a huge building held by these 25 feet pillars, and they are 40 feet across from each other.
And I'm looking at the photo as we speak, and I mean, it's an impressive room, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There is approximately 5 million square feet of underground space here in this facility, and there are approximately 50 businesses and close to 1,500 employees work in this complex.
And I see in the corner of the photo, I see cars, so you can actually drive, you drive right down into these caves.
Yes, we do. We are 3/4 mile inside as we come into the entrance, and we are 150 feet underground. The temperature, to your earlier question, the temperature remains here 72 degrees. So as you can imagine, our the utilities are, you know, energy is really minimized.
Yeah.
Use of energy consumption.
And is that particular temperature, is that, that must be a good temperature for storing these stamps?
It is. Plus also we do have the control, the humidity control and other, but you use very little of the energy if the temperature is already at that stage, because that's the kind of temperature you want, 68, between 68, 70 for your, you know, normal room temperature.
So how many stamps do you actually store?
We have approximately anywhere from $400 million to $600 million worth of stamp stock at a given time.
$400 million in stamps?
Right.
And I'm a journalist, so I'm not very good at math, but that's a lot of stamps.
They are a lot of stamps. We have a huge customer base across the country and from overseas, also customers who are collectors. One of our core business function is that we meet the needs of our philatelic community. And so there are a lot of collectors who buy their select stock from us.
Hmm. And so when somebody, when I order my stamps, they don't come from Kansas City. They come, you fill distribution centers. Is that how this works?
When you place an order on 1-800-STAMP-24, or if you go to our website, usps.com, the orders which are taken on those sites, either on the phone or on the website, they come to Kansas City. And from here, we process them and send it to you.
Hmm. And so talk a little bit about your job. I mean, there must be a lot of security around those stamps.
Absolutely. We have approximately 175 employees who work for the Postal Service, and we have 300,000 square feet for our facility. The security is there. Both of, there is a physical presence and there is also electronic presence, and this is a very secure place.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it must be, I mean, do you ever have some days where you go, hold on, I'm in a cave. I want to see outdoors. I want to see sunshine.
To be honest with you, you know, it has advantages, and sometimes, yes, you do feel that way, but there are days, like today, they say it's 105 degrees outside. It's wonderful here.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Same is sometimes in winter times when we come in, it's a normal temperature in the morning, you know, whatever you expected, then 32 degrees, whatever. But when you get out, you may see 6 inches or 8 inches of snow on the ground. So that does surprise you.
Although you almost have to dress, you have to have like two different, if you're going to go out after work, you have to have a different outfit.
Yeah, but we get covered parking, and once we get out, you know, once you are in the car, you know, the temperature is controlled. So,
yeah.
But you are correct. Inside, you don't need any kind of heavy clothing.
Do you have old stamps there? I mean, you said you save stuff for people who are stamp collectors. So do you have things that are particularly antique stamps like?
Yes, we do have stamps for our customers. Basically, when the stamps are not in circulation, commemorative stamps are normally from anywhere from 1 year to 18 months, they are in circulation. And after that, we take them off sale. So there are some stamps which are kept for a long time, you know, for some of our philatelic products. Hmm.
And I got to ask you, do you have favorite, you're around the stamps all the time. I would imagine that you just end up having some stamp that you just really, really like.
Absolutely. You know, I love what I'm doing. And the stamps, you know, just to give you definition, I will say that stamps really reflect greatness of our nation in a miniature art form.
Yeah.
And a stamp collection, flatly, is one of the coolest hobbies in the world. And, you know, the people who collect stamps, they are very unique and distinct and very patriotic people. So dealing with them and how they appreciate the aesthetic of the stamp and how much they emphasis to see what's the history, that's amazing. So we really enjoy. And
they're passionate, too. Stamp collectors, very passionate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stamp collectors are very special and sensitive people who not only recognize and appreciate the aesthetic beauty of the stamp, but they are also very patriotic individuals.
Yeah. And one of the more remarkable things about stamps over the last couple of years is because now you can get Bugs Bunny stamps and Mickey Mouse stamps and stuff. It's really all of a sudden stamps have almost reached out to a whole new generation of people.
Absolutely. You know, the stamps not only depicts great American leaders, scientists, artists, it also depicts the American way of life. How the events and the other historical events and the social events, how they have influenced the American way of life and has made this great nation the greatest in the world.
And I've looked through a book that I actually got at the National Stamp Museum. It's one of my favorite books, but it looks at the history of stamps and how they've evolved. And some of the old ones, just incredible. Like etchings and incredible work.
Absolutely. And believe me, the collectors who are one of our customers, they know so much details about these and that each character letters on the stamp or edging has a very important significance for them.
Do people like your family, friends, people from outside of Canada, and you tell them that you work in a cave? Do they ever go, what in the world are you talking about?
You are absolutely correct, and you really cannot imagine the depth, literally, that what this building or this cave is. Even my colleagues from Washington or other places, when they come first time, they are in awe because they really didn't think that the caves look like this.
So, yeah. I'll point, again, we'll have the photos on federalnewsradio.com, but it looks just like an office, except that you're underground.
You are absolutely right. And once you are inside, you really don't know, where you are in a big building or you are in a cave. You totally, absolutely forget it. The only thing is we don't have windows.
Yeah, right.
We have some make-believe windows.
You have to put pretty pictures on the wall so people
right.
Know.
I just want to say to, the collectors and also to American public, I think if they go to a website, usps.com or 1-800 number, we are there to serve their stamp needs and philatelic needs, and they can ask for any kind of stamps, postal service issues, we have ready for them.